The Securities Industry Dispute Resolution Centre, or SIDREC, is a Securities Commission Malaysia established independent body set up to settle disputes between investors and capital market intermediaries. This week on the InvestSmart series brought to you by the Securities Commission, SIDREC CEO Sujata Sekar Naik tells us what we can expect.
What we provide is an avenue for redress, a place that's independent and impartial, so you can be certain that your claim will be looked at in a fair manner by independent and impartial experts, and you're getting a fair shake in the process. It isn't to guarantee that you will get an outcome that you want. We come from the perspective of what's fair and reasonable in all circumstances of the case. Both parties can be assured we have no attachment to the outcome.
And so SIDREC's work since it was formed in 2011 has been well received, resolving an increasing number of disputes annually.
From having perhaps just a couple of claims when we first started, last year we had about 349 claims and inquiries that came through, of which about 69 were eligible claims that actually went through our process. And I think what I'd say is that the effectiveness of our services is reflected in the fact that 92% of the cases we managed to resolve through mediation.
This is also thanks to the ability of its mediators to solve disputes by providing an environment that allows all parties to look at the problem pragmatically.
Our mediators are expert not just in the capital market, but also in dispute resolution techniques. So a mediator knows how to draw information out of the parties to help them communicate, to listen to them. And I think the most important thing is parties know that anything that they say is confidential to SIDREC's dispute resolution process.
So what is the process of mediation like at SIDREC?
When we undertake mediation, we look at it from the perspective of the interests of the parties, not the rights of the parties. So it's not a combative process. It's one that you're trying to get to what exactly do you want. Yes, you might have the right to this money either from the intermediary or the intermediary from you, but do you want this to be prolonged? Are you able to bear the financial burden of it being prolonged, the hassle? What do you want in the end?
And what are the types of disputes that usually show up at SIDREC's doorstep?
Mis-selling, disclosure issues, you know, misrepresentation of some kind, fraud as well. Oftentimes, it's just a misunderstanding between the parties that has led to perhaps an action being taken. We get the whole gamut of complaints, and then it gets more complex the more complex the product.
On the part of investors, Sujata says there is often a lack of clarity that usually leads to confusion.
I would say it is very clear that a lot of investors get into investments without properly understanding how the product works. And that, to start with, causes so many problems.
And so to avoid having even to seek SIDREC's help, Sujata has some sound advice.
Ensure that you actually understand the product that you're investing in. Find out what the risks are. Find out how are these returns coming, where are they coming from. Keep the paper trail so that if there is a dispute, you've got that to show. Never give up control of your account. You should ensure that you also connect directly with the bank or broker, not only deal with the unit trust agent or the remisier. Make sure you've given them your details so that the statements come to you, not to some third party. And ensure it's with a licensed intermediary.
Sujata adds SIDREC has seen many cases arising from investors insisting on paying cash for their investments. And her advice is,
you must stop paying by cash. When you are paying for your investment, pay directly to the bank or broker or fund management company. Make sure it's to the benefit of your account and pay by check or online into that account. The other thing is to sign blank forms. Read whatever you sign. There's no such thing as a guaranteed return nowadays. There's always some risk attached to any return that you're being promised.
SIDREC has also been at the forefront of education initiatives to drive home the importance of making informed investment decisions, especially with the increasing number of financial scams emerging.
We have outreach programs through investor workshops that we conduct with stakeholders like Bursa Malaysia, like SE's InvestSmart and others. We also use the digital media to put out information. We've in fact started a Facebook so that we can put out some educative messages.
At the end of the day, being properly armed with the correct knowledge and information will certainly reduce disputes, which not only waste money, but can also be extremely time-consuming and stressful. This has been the InvestSmart series brought to you by the Securities Commission Malaysia. For the whole series so far, visit investsmartsc.my. BFM, be financially minded.